here, and you're very welcome to another episode of the Arc of Avengers Fantasy Football Premier League podcast. You're joining me, the host, along with Eamon and Hector. We take a look to see how the managers in this league are getting on their bid to be crowned the champion for 2021-22. Gentlemen, we're back again with another episode. The weeks are just flying by, aren't they?
Yes, they certainly are. It's like, you know, there's football on constantly. It's great. I like it.
How are you keeping, Eamon?
Doing very well, thank you for asking.
And you've got Hector there beside you as well.
Yeah, I am back again. Very nice, you know.
How did you get on in Galway? Did you go after all of that?
Yeah, I went over. There was a big market there the weekend. You know, lots of Christmas sale thing, lights of lights, lots of people. I enjoyed the fishy and chips. Very nice. The good spot, all right. You won't be bored over in Galway.
So, game week 16. Are we ready to have a look to see how our managers got on?
Yes, I'm ready.
Relaxed. I'm ready. Let's be having it. Well, the highest points were 128. The average points were 55. No. This week has seen a little movement, and I think you'll agree, gentlemen, some managers had to contend with the Brighton and Hove Albion match being postponed, and they needed to rejig their teams.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, it did put a little spanner in the works for some managers. Like, you were depending on Spurs. You did run into a little bit of a brick wall. There was a hurdle that had to be overtaken there. But, like, a good manager can do that. However, I think really that, you know, I believe that rumour has it that some managers are going to have to do a little bit more rejigging over the coming weeks. I feel it. I hear it. There's a rumour in the air. We should listen to it.
What's the rumour, Eamon?
Well, I think there's going to be more of an impact of the situation with the COVID over in England, how it's affecting leagues and players. And I think that's going to interfere with some of the fixtures and matches.
Indeed, okay. Well, in first place, and hasn't moved, Sarri KDB, they got 67 points. They had three transfers though. They lost 8 points. Eamon, what are we making of what this manager has done for game week 16?
Yes, they brought in Douglas Luiz for 2 points. The son didn't play, so he went out. And they brought them Ronaldo in, who got 9 points. And Tony went out. He didn't play either. And Dalot came in for 5 points. And Reguilon went out. He didn't play. So three lads went out who didn't play. You know, it's a good transfer tactics. It's paid off. He got points. I think he'd be very pleased with it. He had Salah's the captain for 16 points. A really good, solid defence here. Alexander Arnold got the 9 points. Cancelo had 7. Dalot got the 5 points in the midfield. They had the Bernardo got the 6 points. But, you know, up front, it looked very, very positive. Dennis had 9 points. Ronaldo had 9 points. And, you know, he's going to probably be smarting slightly. Rafinha was sitting in the bench with 7 points. It would be lovely to have Rafinha in there. But, you know, as I said, these are smart transfers. They paid off. And I said last week, there's no stopping this guy at the moment. And to me, he just looks like one of those bullet trains in Japan, flying along. There's no stopping him. No catching him.
Second place then has Tobogger 6. 66 points. They had two transfers. Hector, would you like to have a chat about this?
They brought the Mount in. And they got the 6 points. And the Jota went out. He only got the 1 point. They brought the King in. He got 2 points. The Tony went out. He no play.
You know, at least, like even say, you know, like Sarri KDB, they bring players in and they get points.
You know, Toboggers do the same thing. And that is important. You're bringing players in, you need to be getting the points back of them. When you get the points back, yes, then you're doing really well. Salah was the captain. They had a goalkeeper, Ramsdale, 11 points. Then they had Cancelo, 7. Alexander Arnold at 9. Alonso let them down slightly, he had 4 points. Rafinha was there with the 7. As he said, the Mount was there with 6.
Really good midfield. I like the midfield.
Antonio and King, 2 points each. Not really doing up there. You know.
What about the bench then?
Well, they had Gallagher on the bench. 15 points. Oh, you know. I see, ouch, which could hurt a bit.
Yeah, that's definitely going to hurt a bit. I thought it was bad enough that Rafinha was on the bench for Sarri KDB with 15 points with Gallagher on the bench. You know, yeah, that's smart.
What I think, you know, this manager need to do just something up front and probably could do with maybe packing out the midfield more. Maybe go one striker up front, pack out the midfield.
Hey, man, would you agree with that?
I think there's probably a logic to it. You have to decide what manager you're going to get.
What manager?
Sorry, you'd have to decide what striker you're going to settle on, because really there isn't an out and out striker this season who you'd be impressed with. It seems like this week the results like there's a bit more bite to the team, but I think we'll just have to see, you know, does he go further with this? Third place then has Raglan Road, 70 points and 2 transfers. Hector, can I go back to you now and have a chat about this team? They did on 2 transfers, minus 4. They were born in, he got 3 points, and they booked Carlos out, he won't play. Then they put in Matip, he got 7 points, of Cooper up, he injured. Wise transfers, very wise transfers, I like that. Salah, who got the 16 points, they also had Gallagher there in the midfield with 15 points. But, you know, it's the defence that make me go, wow. Oh yeah, yeah, go on, talk to us about this. Cancelo has 7 points. White, he can win you with 6 points. Matip has 7 points. Alexander Arnold, he come in with the 9 points. It's really working. It's a good defense. I like this. And what about the forwards then? Well, I think you'll probably forget about them, you know. 4 points from 3 players. I think the word is useless is what you're looking for. That would be your word, Damon. I think, you know, they could be doing better. Yeah, they certainly could be doing better. And the bench was packed with Spurs players who weren't playing, which is unfortunate. But it's a good result, I think. I think the manager is going to like that. 70 points. They're still only 53 points behind second spot. And there's certainly no wilting with this manager. They're looking at, you know, I know it's kind of a little bit early, but you think a top 5 place for this team, like they're third place at the moment. Certainly, yeah, they're not moving. I think for the last number of weeks they've been the consistent managers there. They're not giving up their position, and that's it. If you're not giving it up, it's hard to take you off it. Fourth place has ain't got a clue, and they had 72 points, 1 transfer. Eamon, you'll have a chat about this, will you? I certainly will. It's a surprising amount of points. Well done to them. Now they brought Jimenez in and they put Ings out. Jimenez ended up with a minus 2 and got himself suspended, and Ings got 1 point. It's an unfortunate transfer. Nobody would have seen that. Salah's the captain at 16 points. Jorginho was there with 15 points. Saka had 5. They had a good goalkeeper, Pope. Excuse me. 9 points.
Drink of water there, anyone.
Thank you very much. Alexander Arnold had 9 points. Van Dijk was there with 5 points. Rudiger pops up with 9. Then, you know, the rest of the players, they're getting 2 points. They're making up the rest there. So I think, you know, after last week's flop with the bench boost, the manager is striking back. My question here is, what's next, though? What's they going to do next?
What would they do next? What do you think they would do next, Ian?
Well, I think perhaps maybe Jimenez is unfortunate. They would have to rectify that. Other than that, though, I think consistency and staying and keeping course with the team they have. I wouldn't do too many transfers if I were them.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a turnaround from the flop to this. It's a turnaround.
Fifth place then is Brighton squad, 62 points, and they had 2 transfers. Eamon, you're up. You want to have a chat?
Yeah, I want to have a little chat here if I can. They brought in White for 6 points and they put Reguilón out, who didn't play. Antonio came in for 2 points and Tony went out because he didn't play. So the quid's in with the transfers. It worked out that way. Salah was there as the captain, got 16 points. They too had Gallagher for 15 points on there. However, it's a bit of a mixed bag at the back here, as far as I'm concerned. Like, you've got Alexander Arnold with the 9 points, Cancelo has the 7, White got 6, and then you've suddenly got Thiago Silva, 1 point, Keane, 1 point. What was looking like a really good defence is suddenly mishmashed by those two guys. And then, I mean, Saint-Maximin got 1 point and Antonio got 2 points up the front. If you're looking for consistency with players who are not going to score, these two are probably up there amongst the best. I mean, it's shocking really to see what's going on with them there. I think, like, a little bit probably like the tall buggers. Maybe you want to kick some of these guys out and get one Midland, if you could find a Midland striker, and then maybe do something with the midfield, or certainly something with the defence, perhaps, I'd say, you know. That Silva, like change one of them around. You know, Van Dijk wouldn't go amiss, or a Diaz. I think that would be the thing I'd be looking at there. Look, in my view, there's also transfers. They've worked, but the manager's still missing something to get them into gear, to get them moving up. They're not going to start moving until they sort that out.
Very good, very good. Arkham Avengers then is in 6th place, 63 points. Hector, Can I send this one over to you?
He did no transfers. He had Salah as the captain, 16 points, and the Rafinha was there with 7. Bernardo was there with 6 as well, and Cancelo at the back with 7. Alexander-Arnold had the 9. And they had Dennis up front. They're getting points all over the pitch, which is good to see, you know. It's good, you know. A few points on the bench as well. Always nice to have that there. So I think they you know, they're doing good. They're doing good, doing the right things. Maybe tweak here, tweak there. They do look good, you know. Doing it, getting it, working at it. That's what they do. That's what the manager is doing, you know. Hey, man.
Yeah, look, it's not a bad result for the Spoofer. They followed up last week's score with a decent score this week. They probably need to sort out a couple of duds in the team there. But, you know, I think you can expect this to be a happy Spoofer. And the Spoofer continues to amaze, to astound, let's wait and see what happens in game week 17. Thanks, Steph, for that, Eamon. I'm sure the Spoofer is always pleased to hear from you. Well, I'm sure the Spoofer, I'm surprised the Spoofer hasn't emailed us yet. Probably too busy astounding or whatever it is there somewhere. Now, 7th place anyway is Legion 11, 69 points. 2 transfers, they lost 4 points. Eamon, you might take up the baton on this one here. They decided to bring in Fred. They got 3 points for that. Smith Rowe didn't play. Watkins was brought in for 1 point, and Rodrigo went out. He's injured. Now, look, you wouldn't be getting excited about these transfers. Now, and then, to top it all off, they went to captain Fred. They got 6 points. This is an outrageous mistake. It is a gamble that didn't work off. Especially when you consider Salah was there with 8 points. Gallagher was there with 15 points. And Maddison was there with 16 points. I mean, if this manager had picked any of those, they would have been flying. Alexander-Arnold is sitting nicely there with 9 points. And Cancelo is there with 7 points. And then the 3 bluffers up the front. Watkins, Saint-Maximin and Armstrong. Well, they're just doing nothing. Now, my advice to this manager, and I hope they're listening, is that they need to sort out their captaincy and sort out those bluffers. And this manager will get back on form.
Hector? I agree with him, and you know, they need to do. They just need to concentrate a little bit more. I think their concentration is gone.
Is that it?
That is for me. I have to say, they took gamble with Fred. Never gamble with Fred.
8th place then has Lafayette Lions, 56 points. They had 2 transfers and they lost 4 points. Hey man, we might return over to you for this. They brought in the fabulous Fred, also 3 points. Hoiberg went out because they weren't playing. McCarson was brought in for 1 point, and of course the Tony went out because they didn't play. Again, I certainly wouldn't be losing over sleep worrying about this manager's transfer tactics. You know, I think the tactics are just a little bit higgly-piggly there. No other manager is going to worry about them pulling off a coup. Salah was there with the captaincy again, 16 points. Rafinha pops up with 7. Alexander was there with 9. And they had White with 6 points. And the goalkeeper, Ramsdale, they got 11 points. And, you know, that's very good. It's nice few points popping up there. Now, the problem here, of course, is that the rest of the team are just there to make up the numbers. They're not doing anything. That's certainly... And the bench. But there's nothing to shout about there.
So what's happened, Damon?
I think this manager has lost their mojo. They've hit a dip. And I think that they're coming to terms with the reality that when you go and on such a long streak and it's green arrows all the way up and you hit that dip, you go down, you then have to try and get back up, you hit another dip again. And that sometimes can affect managers. They panic. They suddenly realise, oh, I'm not going in the right direction. They faff about, they panic, they're like a duck. The legs are going 90 miles an hour under the water. Their head is probably under the water as well to some degree. And they just need to pause, reflect, and just do the right thing.
And that is? Yes, Eamon, that is?
That is to... Watch the transfers. Don't transfer, you know, just for the sake of it, bringing in some Scalacico that you think is going to do you good. Just, if you don't need to make the transfer, don't do it. And sometimes, of course, the players, as I said, are only want to show up. But just steady the course. I also think, if I could add in...
Oh, yes, Eamon, I thought you were finished.
No, not quite. There's a few cracks appearing here. But, you know, I think this manager, as I said... should get their mojo back and they'll be fine.
Okay. That it?
Yeah, that's it for me. Yeah. In 9th place, Can we win again with 91 points? One transfer. Hector, take it away.
Well, they brought in the Dennis. The 9 points they got for the Dennis. And the Pookie guy, he went out. He got the 2 points. That's a smart transfer. I like that transfer. Salah was the captain, 16 points. Gallagher was there with 15 points. Bernardo was there with 6. Rafinha was there with 7. It's a very good midfield. They had the goalkeeper, Ramsdale. Very good. Van Dijk was there with 5 points. Diaz, 5 points. Tommy Eshu was there with 6 points. He's an effective defense, you know. And then, wait for this. As Eamon was saying, Creme de la Creme. Nah, Creme de la Creme, sorry, it's not Lem. Sorry, Creme de la Creme. Ronaldo get 9 points. And as I said, Dennis have 9 points. Antonio was there with 2 points. You need to be better off putting him on bench. Don't have nothing there.
Yeah, so that the problem there, because there is nothing really happening with the bench there. And this is something the manager needs to address. I mean, yeah, it's a good result. Some tasty points got on that pitch this week. But you also need to watch the bench. And I think that, you know, the result is a bit better than last week. But the big question here is this manager up to it?
But as a manager, of course, you were singing his praises constantly, Eamon.
Well, look, I'm not singing his praises just at the moment. Now, I'm not singing his praises. But, you know, he had a good week. Then he had another so-so week. He's had a good week. Is it going to be a pattern of good week, so-so week, good week, so-so? Needs to put a run now together to get, you know, really showing that he has the ability, the concentration, the ingenuity for this. There's a lot stacking up here against this guy at the moment. And I really think, even for 91 points, it just goes to show you how far he has gone down the league table when, you know, he's still at 9. Still in 9.
Yeah, he's still in 9th place, yeah. I suppose it is a thing to reflect on, don't you, Hector? Like, that some managers, you will drop down, and it does take an awful amount to try and get yourself moving up. Well, you know, so many under managers, you know, they only have to be getting over average, and, you know, you have to try and catch them. So, I may be right, you know, this manager needs to put big points together here, you know. Okay, so in 10th place, and they've moved up, is the Mighty Defenders, 75 points, Eamon. Over to you on this one.
They had one transfer. They brought in Manquillo and he got minus 1 point, and Duffy isn't playing due to suspension. So that's pretty much a nonsensical piece of transfer business. However, they did have Salah as the captain with 16 points. Gallagher was there with 15 points. They had Jorginho, 15 points. He's a decent midfield. They had Cancelo, who in defence with 7. Janssen was there with 8. Alexander Arnold was there with 9 points. Now, they have, of course, the one player who had minus 1. The two players who got 1 point each and two players who got 2 points. And the bench is a little bit of a letdown. But, you know, it's positive. They're moving up. But, you know, you look around who they're up against and it's not hard to move up. So they need more weeks like this now to get back into the rhythm. So down, so they've gone up. So down to 11th. Is maximum effort, 47 points at one transfer. Hector, do you want to have a chat about this team?
Okay.
You don't have to if you don't want to. Well, you know, do you want me to talk about it?
If you want to, Eamon, yeah, no problem.
Well, look, one transfer. St. Maximum was brought in for 1 point and Tony didn't play, of course. Again, it's a bit of a nothing transfer. It's nearly a waste of time making the transfer there. Salah was there with 16 points. Now, they had Rafinha at 7, Cancelo 7, Diaz had 5, Van Dijk 5. You know, at least there's some return there. As for the forwards, well, they wouldn't make it into the full Monty, so they wouldn't.
The full Monty?
Yes, the full Monty, Hector. I have it somewhere on DVD. It's a movie. You'll enjoy it, say it well. You'll enjoy it a lot better than you enjoy watching these forwards here. It's shocking stuff, so it is.
All right, okay.
And getting back to this team, like, they have no goalkeeper. They have a bench gathering dust there. I said last week, this manager was out of ideas. They need a miracle at this point. And maybe Santa might do something for them there. But to me, this time is just tired. They're traipsing about and they're trussed up like a turkey, so they are. They're finished at the moment. Unless they turn it around and do something.
Okay, Eamon, we'll move on. Hector, you have nothing else to add?
Yeah, no, nothing to add about this. But quite interesting about this movie, The Full Monty. Why? I know we're here. I know we're here football.
No, there's no... Well, no, You might see some lad kicking a ball around, but there wouldn't be too much. It's not a sporting movie anyway. Well, it depends, I suppose, on your take on it.
Look, you'll enjoy it. There's plenty of music in it anyway, Hector. If you like music, you'll like this.
Oh, yeah, I like the music.
12th place then is a non-mover, Rosie Rovers, 48 points and no transfer. Well, look, as I said last week, I'd fall off my chair if they transferred. They had Fernandes as a captain for 6 points. Edison got them the goalkeeper, 6 points. They had Gabriel, 11 points. Madison, 16 points. And Mount, 6. Not much going on in the front. Now, look, the forward lines, they're not firing on any cylinder there. And the bench looks like it's a traffic light. You know, the only thing here, that this manager was saved by the subs this week. But other than that, there's nothing to write home about. 13th place, and they have moved up one place, is What a Beauty 99. 56 points. Hector, take it away.
Yeah, one transfer. They brought in Lokeria in, and they put Oma Femi out. Oma Femi, he gone to Swansea. Now.
Yeah, he's gone to Swansea, so he might not be back there.
And the guy they bring, he didn't play. That's a wasted transfer, you know, I believe. Salah was captain, 16, Gallagher was there with 15. Cancelo, 7. Rudiger got him 9 points. There's no replacement for Duffy, and he was left on the pitch. There's no bench there to work. I even said last week they play a wild card. Now, I think he's right, you know, I think they have to do something.
Yeah, look, they're gone up one place, but it's a bit like the mighty defenders. You're looking at who you're surrounded by. The Rosie Rovers, the maximum efforts. I think they should actually be called minimum effort at this point. The Bamford rejects, that's what, it's easy to go up when you're against those bluffers.
And down to 14th place, of course, his Bamford rejects, 37 points, no transfers. Eamon.
Yeah, no surprise here. Fernandes was the captain, 6 points. They had Tierney, he got 12 points. Rafinha was there with 7, and that's it. This team is so neglected, you know. It's that bad, the 2 injured players on the pitch. I mean, I was just thinking, could we put out an APB for this manager and see if we can make contact with them or what? I mean, last week's gain has been lost and washed away there. To me, it looks like this manager has retired early.
Well, look, he wouldn't be the first, would he?
Well, no, but look, it's a case of downtown, deeper and down.
15th place then is El Loco John, 59 points. Hector, not a bad week for this manager.
No, he had Lukaku, he had a 2 points, captain. The offence is working with Diaz, 5. Caulfield was there with 6 points. Tierney was there with 12. White was there with 6. The Rafinha with 7. Madison was there with 16 points. And, not good. That's good. It's not too bad. It's looking good. And
look, that's the bright light in this team here. But, I mean, the rest of the lovely squad were all made up of 1 and 2 point players. The 2 subs helped out, and that's about it. Look, I'm not expecting much from this manager next game week, because they're not really switched in either. They're either missing the bulletins, or they're I don't know, they're gone off to a monastery maybe. Maybe they're in a retreat, and they've got no internet access, no access to their football or Something has to have happened with this,
Okay, all right. Gentlemen, thanks very much for that. It's always an insight to hear what you'd make of the managers and their transfers and their tactics as such. There. Game week 17, of course, is kicked off on Tuesday and finishes on Thursday. And we'll be taking a look to see how things went for their managers then. And again, the football then starts quite quickly again. So it's a quick turnaround on this. It's a busy period on the run-up to Christmas and look, we'll see if there's any changes and what happens.
Yes, well, I'll be back there. I thought we were going to have Magic, the maestro himself, Captain Fantastical Mick. Or maybe is he Christmas Magical Mick now?
Well, he was going to join us, but unfortunately, he's decided maybe the travel is not worth it with, of course, the new strain of the COVID-19. So he was going to join us on the phone, but he hasn't made it. So we're hoping maybe in the next episode, in the next show, he'll join us on the phone and we'll have a chat with Mick and see what he makes of the managers and if he has any tips for anybody.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Yeah, I can live with that. Thank you, Eamon. A pleasure always to have you on the show. Well, thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to be here. And for once, can I just say a big shout out to all our listeners?
Oh, very nice. You're getting in the spirit.
Well, it is the festive season.
Ah, no Scrooge with you.
No Scrooge. Hector,
Also, thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, very nice to be here. Yeah, again, Eamon gave him the shout out. I just say thank you to all our listeners. We're very pleased to have you listening to us. You are all over the world. You are listening to us now. You know that I am talking to you. And I want to thank you for listening. Your listening makes my day. And I like to help people and to know that when I talk, people will be listening and learning something from me. And to all our listeners all around the world, I thank you very much. So
thank you very much there, Hector. And listeners, to yourselves, thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking the time to listen to us. And we hope that you've enjoyed the comments, the views, the analysis here of the panel. As always, do please subscribe, tell your friends and family about our little podcast. And you can contact us on Facebook and on Twitter. You can also send us an email. They're all in the notes for the show. And until our next episode, I'd like to say take care wherever you are in the world. Be it day, night, morning or evening. Mind yourselves. And we'll be back.